Well, if you're a farmer with an injury, illness, or aging condition, Michigan AgRebility can provide services to help keep you farming. Joining us is Pam Mackinder. She's a beekeeper from Munith in southwestern Michigan. She's also the co-owner of MX6 Ranch and Honeybee Yards, which not only produces honey, but beeswax candles. Pam, tell us all about your story and your connection with Michigan AgRebility.
Sure. So I came across Michigan AgRebility up at the Michigan Beekeepers Conference. And as I sat through the lecture, I started to realize that I was one of those people that they could be helping. I had spent about 20 years in the fire service and had some double knee replacements and rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis in the arms and hands, and everything just kind of started to escalate. And I realized some of the things that they talked about during that lecture would help me. So I eventually reached out to Ned Stoller, and Ned had all kinds of ideas of things that I had not even thought about. Came out to the farm, pointed all these things out that would just immediately impact my abilities to keep moving forward with what I was doing here.
And Pam, what were some of the things that Michigan AgRebility were able to do for you to kind of help make some changes to your farm to make it easier for you to maneuver around?
So the biggest impact, I believe, was I had a small John Deere tractor with a front end loader, and we had a catch right on the back that I would put my boxes on. And a lot of my beehives were out. We lined the hay fields, so they were in the fence rows of the hay fields. And the way we're set up here, our property runs deep, so I would have to go through a series of three gates, which meant I would have to get off the tractor, open the gate, drive through, go back off the tractor, close the gates, get back on the tractor, and I would have to repeat that three times. From somebody that's had knee replacements, it was not a great feeling to get on that tractor and have to twist and sit down again. So the biggest impact for me was that they came up with a John Deere gator to replace the function of the tractor. So instead of getting up twisting, I could just slide into the seat. The gates themselves, Ned brought out some drive-through gates. In essence, I really didn't even have to get off the vehicle anymore. I could just drive right through the gates with all my boxes, right back to where my hives were.
So it sounds like Ned and the folks with Michigan AgRebility have really made some drastic improvements to your farm operation there, Pam.
Oh, absolutely. I cannot say enough good things about Ned Stoller. He is doing God's work. You know, he recognized things before they really became a true issue for me and got in front of a lot that's just allowed me to continue on my path.
Well, and the fact that Ned and his team made a personal visit to see you and your farm to see what you were working with, what tools you had, what machinery you were using, that really speaks volumes about the efforts that the team at Michigan AgRebility and Ned, what they go through to help really package together for each individual person what they need to succeed.
Oh, absolutely. They have even brought me back now that my case is closed, per se. They have brought me back in on meetings and such to ask me how my experience helped, ask me what I thought they could do better, ask me for opinions and ideas of things new that could help them reach other people. One of the things for me, like I said, when I originally sat down with them, I was thinking I had something that maybe I could offer. And like I say, the longer I sat there, you know, it dawned on me that they could help me. After spending 20 years in the fire service, being that person that was helping others, it's a hard reality to start to realize that you're now the one that needs the help. And so I think the biggie is to get over the hurdle of accepting the help, realizing the help is there, and that it's going to continue to help you do what you love for life.
Chatting with Pam Mackinder here on Michigan Ag Today, a beekeeper from Munith in southwestern Michigan, who has benefited greatly thanks to Ned Stoller and the folks with Michigan AgRebility. And, you know, Pam, it's unfortunate that so many farmers have that pride. I don't need any help. I don't need any help getting on and off my farm equipment. And then over time, you get discouraged as a farmer because of an illness, an aging condition, an injury, and you give up or you lose that sense of purpose, that sense of drive. And I think that what you mentioned with Ned and the folks with Michigan AgRebility are reinstilling that that drive, that sense of purpose for so many Michigan farmers across the state.
Absolutely. And not only, you know, you don't give up your pride or But it becomes a matter of safety. And what they're doing is to help people continue what they're doing safely, rather than us just trying to improvise and maybe do something that we know better, but that's how it's going to work for us, so we do it. And then we end up getting hurt or hurting somebody else to try to make it work for us. But Ned has just got the ability to see beyond, and just, you know, some of his ideas were just phenomenal.
Pam, what advice do you have for other Michigan farmers who may be in the same situation? Perhaps they've had some knee replacement surgeries. My dad has had one here not too long ago. Let's say you have not just injuries, but let's just say that your body just isn't what it once was when you were 25, 35, 45 years old, and you're having issues hopping on and off the tractor, the combine. You just need a little help around the farm. What advice do you have for those who were in your shoes before you reached out to Michigan AgriBility?
You know, if it's in the back of your mind, don't hesitate. Go ahead and reach out, talk to Ned or anybody on the staff. They'll tell you what they can and what they can't do. For getting on and off the tractor, it could be just as simple as a one more drop stop, and Ned can have that made and put it on there for you. It doesn't take a traumatic injury to make yourself eligible to use their programs and their services. Keep going for your well-being and for your mental health. Do what you love to do, and let them help you do it safely.
And to get a hold of Ned Stoller and the team with Michigan AgriBility, you can check out their website, which is Michigan AgriBility, all one word, MichiganAgriBility.org. And we'll have a link to that website at our website, MichiganAgToday.com. Once again, Pam McIndoe, a beekeeper from Munith, co-owner of MX6 Ranch and Honeybee Yards. And once again, Pam, thank you so much for sharing your story. And hopefully we can get other farmers to engage with Ned and the team with Michigan AgriBility and keep that program going. And the same along the same routes, if folks would like to donate, there's a donate page as well at the Michigan AgriBility website. So, Pam, thank you again for sharing your story with us here today on Michigan Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for talking with me.